Well, I would like to just address the young people first this morning. Now, I'm going to pounce on someone. Shanine, could you read for me in the Bible? We turn to Romans chapter 12. Could you just read the first two verses, 1 and 2, of Romans 12 for us, please? And I'd like to just talk about this with the young people. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2.
I beseech you, brothers, by the mercies of God,
to present
your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. You do not speak in the form of this world, but you have the Lord receive the lineage of the mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Thank you. Very well read. Now, I notice that you've been turning to your Bibles now, and that's good. I like to see that. I assume you're doing that to make sure that I get it right for you. Huh? It says here, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Now, brethren means another term that we're brothers, sisters. We're of the brethren. We're of the faith. So don't get too worried about that. It says that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So God here is speaking about sacrifice. Now, you may say to yourself, well, why should he speak about sacrifice when Jesus did it? After all, he's the great sacrifice. He gave up his life for me, that I might have a new life in Christ. Why are we speaking about sacrifice? And it says here about presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, what story comes to mind when we go way back in the Old Testament where someone was willing to offer someone as a sacrifice? Do you know who that was?
Abraham
and his son Isaac. So he was willing to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, a living sacrifice to God. Now Jesus, who is the great offering sacrifice, he gave himself up. He says now we're to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, has God got it wrong? Has he got it wrong here? Or what is he actually saying? What does he mean by this? That we're to give ourselves... Yes, no.
That we have to submit ourselves to him.
Right, so we present ourselves, we give ourselves to him. And did you say giving up worldly desires? Right, okay. That's correct. So we give ourselves to him as a living sacrifice. Now, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but how many of you have given yourself to God as that living sacrifice? You presented yourself to him on that altar. Now, I don't want to show up hands because I think we've been challenged this morning, haven't we? But he says that we're to do that. Now, is that impossible? Is that impossible? One shake the head, it's not. I've got another one. Who thinks that this is impossible? You think that's impossible?
By yourself.
By your own terms?
Yeah, by yourself.
By yourself, you can't. That's very true. But would you say that if God was helping you to present yourself as a living sacrifice, then it is possible? You agree with that? Right. So it takes the work of the Holy Spirit. You see, it's no good you presenting yourself as a living sacrifice, because we've spoken about this morning. Or the pastor has brought it out, well, I better go back and better do this. No, it has to be the Holy Spirit that will work that in your heart. In other words, you have to want to do it. Now, he goes on with this, so we don't just leave it there. He says that to present yourself as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So if you love the Lord and you want to follow him, then that is a service. That is something we consider we do, because he requires it. And therefore, if God requires it, he's going to give you the grace to be able to do it. It's not impossible, as we've just heard. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So here we begin to see the blessing of presenting yourself as that living sacrifice to God. Because he says then, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So God says, he's going to start to renew your mind. Now, why does God need to renew our mind? Any idea? Yes, Poppy. That's right, so that we don't follow the world's ways. Amen. What were you going to say, Naomi?
So we have a clean spirit.
So that we can have a clean spirit, a clean heart. So, we get the understanding then, by our minds being renewed, that the enemy attacks us in the mind, doesn't he? That's where he tries to attack you, doesn't he? Have you ever heard him speak to you, the devil? Have you ever heard his voice speak? Suggestions? Yes? No? Well, praise God. But we do. We hear those suggestions, those voices. And God says he's going to renew our minds so that we can deal with those suggestions, those voices. And he can do it. And he not only stops there, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do you desire to know the will of God in your life? Do you want that? Do you seek for his will? Well, he says right here, if you want that, you present yourself to him, that living sacrifice. God then will take over and he'll begin to guide you and lead you, and he's going to renew your mind, and you're going to know what is the will of God. Because you see, you're growing up. You're growing into adulthood now. And so there are decisions to be made. There are things you have to do. And so God wants you to have that renewed mind, his mind, so that when you make those decisions, those choices, you don't make mistakes. Because you're going to see people around you who will make huge mistakes. And let that be a lesson. You learn from that. Not to point the finger at them, but say, Father, please, in your mercy, please don't let me make those mistakes that I see some of my friends, or what I see at school, those that are doing. Now, God will do that. He'll help you. Because to make those big mistakes in life can take a long time to walk back and get it right. It's a long journey, believe me. So there we are. You present yourself to God. God says, I'll come and accept you, and I'll give you a renewed mind. You'll live a separated walk unto me. That is an absolute blessing. Mm-hmm.